Malaika Whitney is a fifth-generation farmer on Whitney Farm, a few miles north of Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor is really unique, I think, in the fact that in 10 minutes you can go from being in downtown to rural countryside, and for us it's made an immense difference in having access to markets, but also living in a rural country setting.
Dozens of sugar maple trees, some over 100 years old and planted by her great-great-grandfather, have been tapped and fitted with a blue plastic bag to collect the sap that drips from them this time of the year. Malaika walks me through the sap collecting process.
To collect, we have a big tote in the back of a truck, and then we use 5-gallon buckets. We go around to each tree and dump the sap bags into the buckets and then carry the buckets over to the truck. And the sap's dripping right now, not really fast, but steady.
Right. Now, those look like two different colors.
Yeah, so sometimes when it gets warmer, the sap will change color slightly. This sap, actually, we probably won't use because it's a bit too yellow.
Sad sap. Is that where sad sap comes from?
I don't know. When the weather gets warm, we really have to watch the sap because it's sugar and bugs love sugar. It's really important to keep the sap cool and get it boiled down as fast as we can.
Now that looks really good. Is that what you want?
Yeah. What we want is a clear sap.
It takes 33 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. But once the sap is collected, there is still plenty of work to be done. Malaika walks me to the recently constructed sugar house, hand-built with old trees from the 117-year-old farm by her husband, Matthew. Here, the sap is boiled into syrup as quickly as possible before it spoils.
This is the bulk tank. It's the old dairy bulk tank that they used to use in the dairy. And we store the sap in it. So this one's, holds about 350 gallons, and we just filled it up yesterday with the collection. It gets kind of steamy in here. So from that tank, there's a pump, and from that pump, it goes into the van.
Once the syrup is packaged into glass containers, Matthew drives it into town for sale. In this case, that's Argus Farm Stop in downtown Ann Arbor. Owner Kathy Sample says it's a popular item for sale on its own and used in coffee drinks.
Yeah, we use it in our cafe drinks. So we just buy it in bulk from them, and it goes into all of our maple lattes and maple steamers and maple caramel lattes and decaf, single shot cappuccinos with a little maple syrup, all kinds of stuff.
I asked Malaika why she thinks her homegrown, homemade syrup is preferred over store-bought syrup.
All syrup is delicious. And I think for us and for the people who get syrup from us, it's more about the idea that it's produced here in Ann Arbor and it's local.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.